We want to offer words of welcome to all the parents and grandparents and godparents and siblings and aunts and uncles, family and friends that are gathered here with us today for this wonderful celebration of First Holy Communion, a long time in the making for these young pups. And you're all so well-dressed. Everybody looks so nice, so squeaky clean. I wish it was always this way, but I always feel underdressed at First Communion, so I think I want to run with the crowd on this one. So I picked out the nicest clip-on tie. You have nothing on me, okay? Yes. Now, in the gospel today, they're at the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus' apostles, after that first Easter, what do they decide to do? What does Peter want to do in the gospel today? What does he decide that they're going to go do? Tell us.
Fish.
They're going to go fishing. Yes. That's what they used to do before they were followers of Jesus. And what do they catch? Let's see here.
Fish.
Hey, Captain Obvious. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, they caught some fish. But they didn't catch any fish until Jesus helped them. Before Jesus came and stood on the shore, they caught nothing, even though they'd been fishing all night. And then when the risen Christ appears there, then they catch 153 large fish, so many their nets are about to tear. And Jesus has a campfire on the shore, and he wants them to have breakfast with him. And what's for breakfast? What did Jesus serve for breakfast to his apostles? I don't think I'd like to eat it for breakfast, but let's see.
Fish and bread.
Fish and bread. Is that what you had this morning?
No.
Good. Okay. Fish and bread for breakfast. We also call those loaves and fishes. Jesus was able to work great miracles with loaves and fishes when he fed thousands upon thousands with baskets left over. It's the risen Christ proving to those apostles that he truly is risen. He's not a ghost. They're not hallucinating. If he was a ghost, he would not be able to eat. He needs them to understand that he has risen. He needs them to believe it so that they will finally go and tell other people about it. That's spreading the good news of the gospel, that we are destined for the kingdom of heaven. But on First Communion Day, and every time we celebrate the Mass, heaven comes to earth when we have the privilege, the honor, to receive Holy Communion. And that's what you've been preparing for so long, and why you've gotten so dressed up today to receive Holy Communion for the first time. Let's make sure that we know what this is all about. What's going to happen here on the altar? Bread and wine are going to become what?
Body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ.
What a nice answer. The body, blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Are you after my job? Wow, right out of the textbook. So last year at First Communion, I was left stranded up here when I asked the next question. What's the miracle? The miracle where bread and wine become the body and the blood of Jesus. Last year we had all kinds of guesses, none of which were correct. But let's see. You already told me about breakfast. Let's go in here and see.
Transubstantiation.
I like the way you say it. Is that what you were going to say? I want you to say it too then.
Transubstantiation.
Do you want to say it too? Come closer.
Transubstantiation.
Transubstantiation. How many knew that? Better. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. Transubstantiation. That means that after Jesus blesses bread and wine, it still looks like bread and wine, still tastes like bread and wine, but it's become the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus, and that's a miracle. Who believes in miracles? Yes, this is a miraculous parish, the queen of the miraculous metal parish. We should believe in miracles, and this is a great miracle, that Jesus loves us so much that he wants to come from heaven down to earth whenever and wherever the Mass is being celebrated so that we can be one with him, and he can be one with us, just like those apostles who had loaves and fish with Jesus for breakfast by the Sea of Galilee so many centuries ago. How many times do you think you can receive Holy Communion in this life? How many times can you receive Holy Communion in this life?
As much as you want.
That's a good answer. That is true. Yes. You could receive Holy Communion every day for the rest of your life if you wanted to. And that's how we show our love for God, is by coming to Mass to be one with Jesus, who wants to be one with us. So today you're probably a little nervous and you're a little excited, and that's because everybody's watching you. No pressure, okay? But after Holy Communion today, you're going to get all kinds of nice things. Some of you are going to get rosaries. Maybe you've already got some. You're going to get some Bibles, some nice bracelets and trinkets and things. Some people are also going to give you money. I've never quite figured that out, why we pay you to come and receive Holy Communion. Okay? I want in on that action. But let me tell you something. This is the last time we're going to pay you to do that. Okay? From now on, you can put some money in my basket if you want to receive Holy Communion. All right? But no matter what gifts you receive today, no matter how many rosaries or bracelets or little Bibles that you receive, the greatest gift that you receive on the day of your first Holy Communion is what? What's the greatest gift? Who is the greatest gift that you receive on the day of your Holy Communion?
Jesus.
It's a good answer. Yes. That's the greatest gift. That's God's greatest gift to humanity, is His Son for our salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins, so that just as He is risen from the dead, one day we hope to be with Him. And where do we hope to be with Him? Where do we hope to spend all eternity? I'm going to come in here and get some different answers. Don't let me mess up your frilly dresses. Where do we want to be forever?
Heaven.
That's a good answer too. Yes, we want to be in heaven. Now, you have another 100 years of life before you get to go there, but in this Mass, on that altar, in 15 minutes, heaven comes to Queens because Jesus is coming to you.